Do you experience some uncomfortable and embarrassing gut complaints? Whether it's tummy aches, gas, diarrhea, they can all severely impact your health and your enjoyment of life. And we know that the human gut is actually a very delicate area, and when something goes wrong, you'll know about it. This is the Dr. Lam Show, and we're here to empower you to take control of your health as we talk about integrative medicine. If you enjoy this show, press the like button, share it with your friends, and we hope that we can get more visible and reach more people to tell them about adrenal fatigue. If you haven't been with us before, I'm Dr. Carrie Lam, and I'm board certified in family medicine, anti-aging, and regenerative medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Lam. I'm an internal medicine physician who also specializes in integrative medicine. And today we're going to talk about the gut. Now, some common problems you may experience and what you can do about them. So let's get started with some of the most common gut complaints, indigestion and gassiness. And so, Dr. Carey, why don't you tell us a little bit about indigestion?
Indigestion can range in many different types of forms. Some people can say it's bloating, and others feel just that they're not digesting their food well. And so the indigestion has common remedies that people have tried, whether it's eating more papayas or apple cider vinegar. And so we will be going into a little more about how to help indigestion, which is the inability to digest correctly. First, what are the reasons that someone can have indigestion? Dr. Jeremy.
Well, the first reason can be that there's not enough digestive enzymes inside the body. And so, as we age, we don't have as much digestive enzymes as well as in today's times when we take a lot of PPIs or medications over the counter that can actually decrease our digestive enzymes. So papaya is actually a great natural food that can help us get those digestive enzymes because it's packed with a lot of them and it's natural as well. So it's got a really good enzyme called bromelain, and that actually helps us digest your food. Apple cider vinegar is also has a little acidity for the stomach. And so if your stomach acid and the pH is not balanced, then oftentimes that can also affect your ability to digest your food. And so having balanced that stomach acid is also another reason for indigestion, which is what you need to address.
Right. And so papayas actually bromelain together with quercetin and another compound that they both can have antihistaminic properties, meaning that you actually have histamine receptors in your stomach, but also histamine you tend to think of when you have allergies like allergic rhinitis, like congestion in your eyes or in your nose, in your sinuses. And therefore, for spring fever or if you're having allergy symptoms or a histaminic reaction to food, papayas, the bromelain from papayas or quercetin, another herb that can really help with that antihistaminic properties. And as far as the stomach acid is concerned, a lot of people think that you have gastric discomfort because you have too much acid. That's what the GERD, right? You have reflux because you just have a lot of acid that's coming up. However, there's so many people who actually need more acid and they actually have low stomach acid. And so a good challenge would be to do the apple cider vinegar, like you talked about, where you can actually challenge and see, hey, if I take apple cider vinegar before my meals, does it actually help my bloating get better? Do I feel like I'm actually digesting the foods a little better and I have less heartburn? And so this tummy ache or this heartburn that you might be having because of acid balance base imbalance, you have to make sure you know if it's due to too much acid or too little acid or due to indigestion, right? And so going to a doctor and understanding which side it could be is very important. And there's also another challenge that you can do, right, Dr. Jeremy, using bicarb.
Yeah, so heartburn is very common, like you had mentioned, and it is from an acid-base imbalance. So if you're having too much acid, what you could try is doing taking some bicarbonate, and common form is just baking soda. You can find it anywhere. Most of you probably have it at home or in your cabinets. And so what it is bicarbonate is alkaline. So if your stomach acid is too high and you're looking for a natural alternative to reducing stomach acid, and you don't want to take PPIs or H2 blockers for your acid, then taking some baking soda can really help neutralize and bring down the acidity of your stomach. And that can help a lot with those stomach aches. So if you experience any of these indigestion symptoms, the first thing you need to do is to first visit your doctor, and they'll be able to perform tests to eliminate any dangerous causes. Once that's done and you still can't find any relief, then you can get more guidance from our team by calling 714-709-8000 for a free initial phone call. So we have a one more annoying issue to look at when it comes to stomach troubles, and that's bloating. So Dr. Carey, why don't you tell us more about these bloating symptoms?
So bloating can be divided into a lot of different types and when you have the bloating. Some people get bloating with their menstrual cycles or right before the menstrual cycles. So then you would know maybe it's a more of a hormone imbalance issue. So other people will just say that they're bloated all the time, and others can say that the bloating happens with meals. And so if you have bloating that happens right after you eat, you have to look at indigestion, which is what we talked about previously, whether you have enough enzymes that are digesting your food well enough. If not, you might feel a little more bloated right after you eat. And if you are getting in, if you're feeling bloated a few hours after eating, the food has taken its time and now is sitting in your small intestine and in your large intestine. So you have to think about, hey, is this actually something that's going on in your small intestine, something like SIBO, small intestine bowel overgrowth, or could it be overgrowth of candida? Okay, and so there's a lot of other things that are going on in your small intestines that might need to be evaluated if you are having bloating that happens a few hours after eating. And so getting to the root cause of the bloating is very important, whether it's indigestion, low acid, too much acid, or the small intestinal bowel overgrowth. Make sure you find out what can be the root cause and get down to the bottom of it. Another way that some people can have bloating is because their whole body just slows down, especially in the case of adrenal fatigue. Many people have problems assimilating. When your body slows down, the body's ability to break down food and absorb it decreases also. And that's why there's a tendency to collect in the GI tract, leading to more bloating. Dr. Jeremy, what can someone do about this?
Well, if your body is under stress because of food poisoning, in extraordinary circumstances, then charcoal can also help with trying to help with those food poisoning symptoms. However, if your stomach is under chronic stress, other supplements that is helpful is turmeric as well as aloe vera. Aloe vera is very good because it's very healing for your digestive tract. It can also help coat the stomach lining and prevent damaging from going through, and it'll heal your stomach lining. So aloe is very good for that as well. It can also help with heartburn symptoms as well as some of the bloating issues as well.
So, if you have bloating and you really don't know what the root cause of the bloating is and you want to improve your gut health, we've given you some ideas that might work for your condition. But if they are not working, we would like to invite you to give us a call at 714-709-8000, where we can offer you a free initial phone call and learn about adrenal fatigue and how it's impacting your gut health. And if you don't have bloating, we're also going to be talking about another gut symptom like diarrhea, loose bowel diarrhea, and what you can do about it next. So, Dr. Jeremy, let's say someone has diarrhea, and what should they be doing about it?
Well, many people with adrenal fatigue experience loose stools, and oftentimes The Lustol can still be mixed with constipation. And so the first thing that you have to make sure to figure out is that you're not taking any supplements that can be causing the Lustol. Vitamin C, for example, can have that effect. Magnesium, a muscle relaxant, can, but however, if you take too much magnesium, it can also loosen the bowels. So if you have loose bowels, you have to make sure that you are taking the appropriate supplements and going through and making sure you're not taking too much that could be causing your symptoms.
Right. And so even vitamin C and different delivery forms, some people might not be able to tolerate too much vitamin C and therefore cause loose stools. So like you said, knowing the dosing, the delivery, and what supplements or medications you're taking is the first step to ruling out any loose stools. And if you have ruled that out, then you can start to use something that's been used for thousands of years, and that is charcoal. Right. So charcoal is a very ancient remedy that many have used for many, many years and used a lot even today, activated charcoal, because it binds and helps to absorb toxins. A lot of metabolites in a lot of water that's in your stomach can be bound up from charcoal. So if you have loose stools, it can really put them all together and bind it all up and help you create a little more solid stools. But do keep in mind, it can make your stools a little black color. And so we're not talking about the charcoal that happens on the barbecue. No, we're talking about activated charcoal powder. And another similar thing to charcoal is clay. So what about clay, Dr. Jeremy?
Well, clay has a very similar purpose, and bentonite clay is very good because it's also a very good binder, can absorb a lot of the toxins and try to bind it out of your body. Not only water, but other toxins and metabolites, anything that's not healthy in your GI system, it'll pull it together and get it out of your system. So that's what is good, is to get those to really help with some of the symptoms that you're occurring. Now, if you do take charcoal or these binders and you're getting constipated, then the first thing that you should do is to stop the charcoal and then go see your provider to see if anything else is going on. If there is nothing else that is going on, then make sure you drink a lot more fluids, okay, to keep things going. Some types of fluids that you can drink is coconut water, and some also drink activated kombucha. Now, coconut water, kefir, and kombucha, these are all really good because they have probiotics. And so if you have an imbalance of the microbiome inside your gut, the imbalance can also lead to loose stools because your microbiome helps to break down a lot of your food. So if you have an imbalance in your microbiome, then you can have some digestive issues. So having the right balance, and kombucha and kefir and yogurt and other probiotic and fermented foods can really bring balance into your microbiome.
However, you have to do keep in mind that some people in the later stages of adrenal fatigue are not able to take these probiotics, and it could have a paradoxical reaction. And also, sometimes they are very stimulating, or they might not be able to tolerate fermented foods. So always do this with the consideration of your coach or your healthcare professional, and don't simply just take it on your own, because you can have paradoxical reactions even to taking probiotic-rich foods. And if you are dealing with diarrhea, definitely first go to your doctor and make sure there's nothing else going on, whether it's parasites or dysbiosis or the small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or inflammatory bowel disease or irritable bowel syndrome. So there's a lot of things that you can rule out before you try any of these supplements that we did talk about. Okay. And if this sounds like you don't know what else is going on, your doctor has done all the workup, and you'll like more information on how adrenal fatigue can be impacting your gut health and your bowel movements, then definitely give our team a call, 714-709-8000. So that's all that we have for today. We hope that this information has helped you, give you some hope that One day you can have a healthy gut without these embarrassing symptoms of reflux or too much acid, too little acid, or diarrhea. Your health and your gut is incredibly vital to your health. So if your gut is unhealthy, the rest of your body, your immune system, your neurotransmitters will also get affected. So it's very important you address the gut symptoms right away. We thank you for listening today on the Dr. Lam Show. If you've enjoyed it, please subscribe for more great content on adrenal fatigue on our Dr. Lam Show. And we hope to see you next time as we're here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and educational purposes by Lam Clinic. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. Opinions of guests are their own, and Lam Clinic does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of Lam Clinic. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on the podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.